Now, Joey Wiseman of the Sparrow Foundation, she's the director of Pediatrics and Children's Miracle Network, and of course, affiliated with the Sparrow Children's Center Telethon, and that's the name of the game coming up here very shortly. It's T-minus at this point, Joy.
Oh, it is. We're less than 3 hours away. I think we're about 2.5 hours away. We start at 9 o'clock on WILX. And we're very excited. We're ready to go.
Well, this is such a huge event every year, and I think it's worth clarifying the distinction. Sparrow is thrilled to be affiliated with Children's Miracle Network, but we're calling it the Sparrow Children's Center Telethon. Why?
Well, because we want to send the message that all of the money raised stays right here in the local community. And when we say Children's Miracle Network, it could be anywhere. You don't attach the thought of my community, my hospital, the place where my friends and neighbors go when they need care. So we are certainly very proud of the Children's Miracle Network affiliation, and it's very important to us, and we continue to talk about it, but we want to let people know that every dime raised right here.
And that is what is, as you mentioned, is so vitally important. The things that Sparrow Children's Center is able to do is in part because of that, because of the support from the community.
Absolutely. We are a nonprofit hospital. We are a community-owned hospital, and we do rely on the donations from the community to ensure that we have the state-of-the-art equipment and the facilities and the physicians available when you find or a loved one finds themselves in need or in a difficult crisis situation.
And Sparrow has been connected with the Children's Miracle Network. It has been the hospital since 1988. So this has been a long and wonderful relationship.
Yes. And over that time, with that affiliation and with all the money we've raised for pediatrics, it's been over $19 million.
Well,
isn't that amazing?
It's stunning when you think of that's all donations. And I've had guests on this show, and the same theme has been repeated over and over again, that the Mid-Michigan community digs down deep when it's needed.
They do. Absolutely. We talk about the economy and we see it everywhere. But from my standpoint, I still see the support. I feel the support. And they're really coming out for us. Yes.
Well, they absolutely are. When you talk about when someone finds themselves in need, the miracle child for the Sparrow Children's Center Telethon this weekend starting tonight is from the area as well.
She is. She lives in Rives Junction, and she's 2.5-year-old Hazy, and she is just the cutest little girl. And like most little toddlers, she likes to run around her house, and she fell down the steps, just a few steps, and got a bump on her head. And her parents were concerned, but not knowing exactly what to be concerned about. Well, then she started to get drowsy and fall asleep and started vomiting, which her mother knew were not good signs. So they put her in the car, drove to Sparrow very quickly, and were able to come in through the ER. She had a CT scan, and they found out that she did have blood on her brain, and there was internal bleeding, which meant that she had to have neurosurgery immediately. Fortunately, the doctors were there to diagnose it. The equipment was there to diagnose it. The neurosurgeon was there and available. The surgery happened very quickly. Everything turned around fast. And she is absolutely fine today and just cute as ever. But it could have been a whole different situation had not all the decisions been made the way that they were.
Well,
and when they got here, we were able to help her.
Well, and I think that's the lesson, and that's the tale that is told with the Sparrow Children's Center Telethon, and it's told over and over again that having the equipment, the doctors, the expertise right here in our community is what can make a life and death difference.
It can, because if we weren't here and then she had to go to another location, another hospital who had the surgeon available, time was of the essence. And we see that so many times that it's just a matter of everything being in place when you need it.
Well,
and we are the only pediatric emergency room in Mid-Michigan, which is very important because all of the equipment in that emergency room and every one of the 70 pediatric rooms in that room are sized right for children. And children need different sizes and different things than adults. They're kind of a different species, if you will. And yeah, and you need to have everything available at your fingertips when you need it.
Well, and it's, that sounds insignificant, but it's huge at the time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we are going to hear, oh, my gosh, we are so blessed that we have so many grateful patients and grateful families that my hours are filled with story after story of families telling what happened and why it was so important that Sparrow was there when they needed them and how it saved their child's life, in essence. And so many, from infants all the way up to, you know, adults, well, 17, 18-year-olds. And they're going to be live on the set, and it's just amazing when you hear these stories. And well, it could be any of us.
Well, and it certainly can. And one of our favorites, of course, is Justin Kane, who's been a guest on this show several times. He's Sparrow Health System's biggest cheerleader.
He is. And you know what is amazing about Justin is, you know, he's got a great story, but his heart is so huge towards Sparrow. He has planned his own event, Battlefield Brawl, which raises funds for the Children's Center. This is the second year in coming, and every time he comes in my office, he has a new idea of how we can make more money and another thing that we can do. I've said, Justin, do you sleep? But he is so passionate about giving back to Sparrow. It's just amazing.
Well, yeah, he...
In fact, it's interesting that I have in the office right now a past Miracle Child helping us with the telethon. I've had one that's been volunteering for me this year. So it's just amazing how they come back and they say, we want to give back to what was, you know, what's helped us.
Well, absolutely. Was the ER room, the children's ER department, pediatric ER, was that one of the recipients of some of the funds?
Of the Children's Miracle Network?
Mm-hmm. Or yes. Some of the equipment, certainly?
The ER... Yes, certainly it is, although I do have to say that it is the Granger Pediatric ER because Granger paid a large amount of money, made a big donation in that. But in addition to that, the Coaches for Kids organization, which has been around for a long time, Children's Miracle Network, Coaches for Kids, local people who came together, and they raised $5 million to build that ER.
It's stunning.
And it's amazing. And that was, you know, local community money and people who are passionate about that. So Children's Miracle Network was certainly a part of it, but yet in the case of the ER, that truly was dynamic forces in the community here.
And mm-hmm. And I know last year when I stopped down during the telethon at the campus at Sparrow Health System, Mark D'Antonio and his wife were, mm-hmm. Are they going to be there again this year? Are they kind of heading things up?
They are, absolutely. Mark and Becky are honorary chairs again this year. Mark will be on tonight from 9 to 11, so we're very excited to see him again. I think Sparty's going to make a little visit tonight, which is always fun to see him.
Love that.
And if you haven't been to YouTube, we have a great video on there of Sparty visiting the peds for himself. It's very fun. Yes, well, so check that one out.
That is wonderful. People listening who want to make some donations and be a part of all of the wonderful work that is done, can they just... watch the telethon this evening and make calls when they see the number?
They can certainly do that to 364KIDS, or they can go online to sparrowfoundation.org and make a pledge that way, or they can just write a check and mail it in to us. Many ways.
Many, many ways.
I'll come to your house and pick it up.
There you go. I was waiting for that one, Joy. I was waiting for that.
Yes,
well, the Sparrow Children's Center telethon is, as we said, it's here tonight from 9 till 11:30 this evening, and then from noon to 7 on June 4th, which is tomorrow. It's a huge event. It's a huge undertaking to put it all together. Joy, great work again. I'll stop down at some point to say hello and see if I can lend a hand. It's an amazing event. I encourage folks to watch it on WILX TV 10.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Oh, some more?
And come in and be in the audience, too. We love to have an audience there. It's very fun to see a TV show happening live.
It sure is.
And especially if you want to bring the family, we love to have the kids out of the audience do some of the check presentations for us when we don't have the person who made the donation isn't available. But, of course, we want to recognize and acknowledge that. So we'd love to have kids come and hold up those checks and get a chance to be on TV.
Well, and where shall they come to do that, Joy?
They would go to the professional building, which is the building right across from the hospital.
Across it's that cool bridge.
It's across the bridge, and we are on the third floor. You just go right into the parking ramp, park on the third floor, come in the door, and someone will be there to tell you where to go and what to do.
Very
fun.
Good.
Love to have you join us.
Well, that's a gracious invitation, and I'm guessing this is the first 10 minutes you've stood still in a very long time.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, this 10 minutes is over now. I look forward to a great event again. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you, Joy, for your time.
Great. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you.